Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
After more than 18 months and one cancellation, the return of tennis to Indian Wells is less than a week away. But there are still four tournaments spread across the globe this week before our coverage begins in the desert. The pressure was on Andrei Rublev in San Diego as the top seed and heavy favorite was looking to advance to his fifth final of 2021. And Ons Jabeur took the court in Chicago, not only looking to play in Sunday's final, but hoping to continue her quest to qualify for the WTA Finals. Plus, the return of the Bounce Challenge is upon us. How will our studio experts perform this time around? Time to take a spin on Tennis Channel Live. And welcome to a Saturday edition of Tennis Channel Live as we wrap up a great day of action in San Diego and from around the globe. We'll pack it all in to 30 minutes as we get set for Indian Wells coming up this week. But we're right up the road from Indian Wells here in Santa Monica, California. Welcome in as we bring the highlights from the day. We'll also give you a little tennis mom reunion that happened overseas today and the Bounce Challenge. That's right. We're going to take out the ping pong balls, see what happens here on our set. Welcome into our studio, Rob Simulcare, Chanda Rubin, and the hardest working man in show business right here, Jimmy Arias, who just called two tremendous three-set semifinal matches in San Diego.
First of all, I'm cramping, so I'm not sure I can do the Bounce Challenge. All right, I'm pulling out. But other than that, it's been a great day.
We wouldn't blame you. Some serious tennis being called by Jimmy Arias. And boy, what a day of tennis in San Diego it really was. The folks down there getting their money's worth. Two three-setters in San Diego, and I think really one of the better semis you're going to see out of 250, the match we just watched with Casper Ruud pulling it out.
It was an incredible level of tennis for most of that match, and when you consider that for almost two sets, you didn't even see a routine error. These players, they were stretching the court. They were coming up with unbelievable shots on the run, under pressure, and it was just a high level of tennis. And Jimmy, you had to sit through all of it, but what did you think?
Well, what's interesting to me is coming into the tournament, I wasn't sure Casper Ruud. I thought he kind of reached his ceiling being 10 in the world. After watching him this week, I'm not so sure that the ceiling's not a little bit higher because he moves so well. Mentally, he's very strong. His forehand is very big. And it's just the serve. He doesn't get free points on the serve, so maybe he's going to have to play a lot of great matches to get very far in the majors, especially three out of five sets. He has to work hard to win, but he's a good player.
Well, he's going to play in his first career hard court final tomorrow. We'll show you highlights from San Diego in just a minute. But first, let's check in on what happened in Chicago. And not quite as much drama for the women in Chicago today. We'll get to what happened in the first semi in a bit. But Ons Jabeur taking on Elena Rybakina. And this one ended in an unexpected fashion.
Yeah, and Jabeur, she's such a tricky player. This was the first point on her, second point on her service game. First point was a drop shot as well. And she announced early how she was going to play this match, getting Rybakina off balance. She can hit through the court when she needs to, Jabeur, and really from the start, didn't feel like much of a contest, although Rybakina came back and made a set of it. But here in the second set, Jabeur again getting breakpoint opportunities and just playing that cat and mouse tennis as she does so well. But Rybakina here would call for the trainer. And we could hear a little bit of what she was saying, that she just didn't feel the strength. She didn't actually have them look at a body part. They asked if she wanted some Gatorade or something else to drink. She said no and just kind of pulled the plug. So a disappointing way to go out, and certainly not what you would want as a player. But for Jabeur, really nice week, and she gets a final matchup against Garbiñe Muguruza.
That's right. So Muguruza, who was the beneficiary of a walkover today, Markéta Vondrousova pulled out before the match, citing a stomach bug. And so for the second time in this tournament, Muguruza receives a walkover, and she will take on Jabeur in the final. Unusual day, but this happens sometimes on tour.
All I know is if I'm Jabeur, I'm watching what I eat tonight because something's going on. Whoever plays Muguruza, all of a sudden they can't post the next day. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying it's happened a couple times in this tournament,
it's fairly strange. Yeah, I mean, Muguruza, she had a bye plus two walkovers, so she's only had to play two matches to get to the final of a...
She played a qualifier. She didn't have very difficult draw to make the finals as strong as that draw was.
Yes, so we'll see. I mean, hopefully they can be, you know, physically good enough for the final. Both players are fit and we have a good match. I mean, this should be a really interesting contest between these two because all year they've been playing well.
Yeah, the fans in Chicago hoping for a good one there tomorrow. Okay, well, there was one American left playing this weekend and it was Marcos Giron and Sofia Bulgaria taking on Gael Monfils.
First semifinal for Giron. Played very well in this tournament to make the semifinals. Happy he made the trip. He had an early break against Gael Monfils, as you see, serving at 3-2. Still up that break at 4-3, and things started turning around all of a sudden for Monfils. Monfils has made a final for 16 years in a row coming into this semifinal. And this first set was the key to the match, as it went back and forth. Finally, Monfils, with that volley that was going to be in, had it not clipped the top of the tape, and it goes just wide.
A little good humor there between these two at that moment.
And that allows Monfils to steal the first set with a little bit of power injection on that backhand down the line. He gets the first set 7-5, and from there, it's all Monfils. The rest of the match, we're showing you the whole second set almost. It went over in just a matter of seconds. 7-5-6 love for Monfils, and now it's 17 years in a row.
All right. And Monfils will go for his 11th career title. Meanwhile, Jannik Sinner won this tournament last year, defending that title in the semis here against Krajinovic.
And Sinner's a player, we just showed you him hitting a drop shot, but really what he wants to do is just stand at the back of the court and hit the ball 300 miles an hour, corner to corner, not miss, not show a whole lot of emotion. That's what he does well, and he does it very well. Sinner took the first set 6-3, but Krajinovic fighting his way back in the second set, gets a 5-3 break lead, but is broken at love when trying to serve out the second set. And then all of a sudden, some injury issues for Krajinovic. You can see he wasn't moving all that well in that 5-3 game. He's taking the shoe off. Sinner's the first guy over there saying, please, we should just default. I want to get to the final.
Is that really what he said?
No, he probably... I'm not sure that's what he said.
A little mind reading.
But in the end, Krajinovic couldn't really move in the last couple of games, and so Sinner did make the final.
Sinner's only 20. He doesn't want an easy one. He wants to fight his way through, so he gets the win, and this is a good-looking final tomorrow, 9:30 Eastern in Sofia. Jannik Sinner, Gael Monfils. Sinner trying to win back-to-back titles in Sofia. Gael Monfils looking for his 11th career title. And, you know, Chanda, Sinner, of course, has been a big story, 20 years old, and he's now suddenly inching his way into the conversation for the ATP Finals.
No, I mean, he's got a dynamic game, and he's sort of that one of the young guys that we've been expecting to kind of step up and maybe, you know, contend for a Grand Slam title. You know, he's still been growing with his game and kind of figuring out when to turn it up a notch, when to be a little more aggressive. And we saw in that match where he came in some key moments. I think it's matches like that where it could get trickier. It could go three, and you sort of pull it back together. I think that's a sign of him continuing to move up the ranks, those things that are critical as a player.
And, Jimmy, you mentioned it. Monfils now 17 years in a row, making at least one ATP final. That's the second longest streak on tour behind only Rafael Nadal. So you think about Monfils, he's had himself quite a career.
He has, and he has experience in this final, obviously, as he's played so many finals. And one of the other things that I love about Monfils is he's playing this young guy who has a lot of weapons. If it's not working out well for Monfils, he does a very good job of sort of trying to get into the other player's head. So he's going to do a couple of things.
Player
to maybe
after
see.
Your own heart,
yes.
Jimmy, because you did that all the time.
I wanted to win also, yes. So you do, and he's a king of sort of finding a way, and he's so athletic, and he can steal points from you and get the crowd involved. And
he almost likes having opponents think they're in control and that they're just a little step away from winning, and then he turns things around. So that can be even worse than never having a lead in the first place.
Who knew Jimmy Arias and Gael Monfils had so much in common? Not two players I normally would put in the same category, but there you go. You learned something. Okay, we will take a break. When we come back here on TC Live, we'll get to see Jimmy Arias back in action here, not playing tennis, but using the ping pong balls. We'll talk about that in a second. Plus, a look back at a terrific set of semis in San Diego. Back with more after this.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Well, we've got an autumn treat for tennis fans this year as Indian Wells, normally in the spring, will be taking place in the fall. And for the first time, Tennis Channel will have live exclusive daily coverage of the BNP Paribas Open from first ball all the way through both finals. Don't miss any of the ATP and WTA action from Indian Wells. Beginning Wednesday, every day we'll start you off with TC Live at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Now to San Diego, the first semifinal saw Cam Nori looking to continue his breakout year for a fifth final against Andre Rublev.
Yeah, Nori had lost a pretty one-sided match when they previously played, and Rublev came out looking to recreate the same thing. He was hitting huge off both sides, but especially the forehand, took that first set 6-3. But right around one-all, things changed. Rublev had break point, couldn't get it, and then Nori was able to turn the tables, as we often see, and he started stepping up. He started handling the pace from Rublev, who was not happy. It seemed like Rublev didn't really want to go three sets. And once he found himself in that position, he just couldn't get his mindset back into the positive place it was to start. And Nori kind of turned it on. He was getting to a lot of balls, creating nice angles, aggressive when he needed to be, slapping the forehand around. And he takes some big windups, but they were working today. Another nice little angle off the volley. And it was impressive stuff from Nori, who just worked his way through this match. He's gotten fitter. He's able to go the distance in more matches. And it has showed in his results. And again, Rublev frustrated, not happy with what was going on. And maybe a little bit of a flash towards the end, but too little too late. Nori able to close it out on serve.
So Nori, his third top 10 win in his career, he spoke after a big win.
All credit to Andre. He came out firing, and he played some big tennis in the beginning, and I managed to weather the storm in the start of the second, but I don't even know what happened there. I was so emotional, and such a big win for me, and I'm good friends with Andre, so it's not easy playing against him, and it was definitely a match I'm going to remember for a long time, and thank you, everyone, for pulling me over the line there. I mean,
Casper Ruud looking for his fifth title of the year, but trying to get to his first ever hard court final, taking on Grigor Dimitrov.
And Dimitrov had gotten to the semifinal without having played that fantastically, and Ruud looked, these points were ridiculous in this match. There were so many great shots, and that between the legs was uncharacteristic, really, of Ruud. Ruud is sort of a workman-like player, and instead he's going with the tweener in the middle of a rally. He's tired of the crowd cheering against his opponents every time he's playing in this tournament so far. He played Andy Murray, they were against him, and there's a big Bulgarian contingent here in San Diego, and they were cheering for Grigor as well. But this is just one of the many points. They all looked a little bit like this. But on the break chance at 4-all, the speed, the defense from Ruud, he's able to break through. He wins that first set 6-4. He gets up a break early in the second set. You thought this was going to be over in straights, but give credit to Dimitrov. He kept fighting, kept firing, kept showing you all that variety that he has. And he was able to win that second set. And two different times comes back from a breakdown in this third set. Now looking at his boxes and say, what do I got to do against this guy to win points? He gets broken in that 3-all game, and then unfortunately the match point, he went out without a whimper on that little last point, but the rest of it was sick.
All right, well, Casper Ruud, a high quality win, spoke after the match.
Well, I don't think we've ever played each other, but last week we were together in Laver Cup representing Europe. So we have a good friendship, and he's a nice guy, I know, and he's had an incredible year. So it will be a very tough match, but you know, matches like today make me believe that to win tournaments is possible. So I will come out tomorrow with all the energy I have left.
All right, so you're set up for a final tomorrow. Cam Norrie of Great Britain and Casper Ruud of Norway. And, you know, Chanda, not too many guys on tour outside the Grand Slams at this 250 sort of level have had better years than these two. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens when they finally face each other head to head.
Yeah, these are two of the guys who have won the most matches on tour. I mean, Norrie's right up there, 37, maybe now 38 matches. It's a career high for him. He's playing great tennis. He's gotten fitter, and that's been a huge part of why he can go the distance in these big matches. He believes in his game, and he can be a little tricky because he's aggressive, because he comes in. But Casper Ruud, he's shown the ability to handle that style of play. I think I would still give Ruud the slight advantage, but it should be an interesting one. And how much of the physicality of this Dimitrov match will come into play for Ruud? I mean, it was grinding in the end, so it'll be interesting to see how he comes out.
Yeah, Norrie and Ruud, they both played three setters today. But, I mean, this second match, the one that Ruud came through, was very physical.
Very physical. And Ruud, at times, towards the end, started looking to me as if he was a half step slower than he was at the beginning of the match. So that might be something you look out for tomorrow in the final. The other thing is Cam Norrie's leftiness. He might be able to get to the Ruud backhand with some shots that are a little uncomfortable. He has a different game, Cam Norrie. I've been watching him thinking he doesn't have weapons, really. He takes a big swing on the forehand, but the ball doesn't pop off his racket with a ton of pace, but it's spinny.
Yeah, it's
and then
whippy.
The backhand, yeah. And then the backhand is the opposite kind of slidey, slicey spin, so he gives you different looks, and I think he makes you not play your best, and Rublev couldn't handle that, as you saw. He's losing his mind as he started missing shots for the first time this week, so we'll see.
All right, well, are you guys ready to bounce some ping pong balls out here and show the folks what they want? Give the people what they want, a little bounce challenge.
Is that really what they want?
That's apparently what they want. They're watching it on YouTube. They've been watching it on TC Live. And so Jimmy and Chanda will go head-to-head. I'll be refereeing this one when we come back on TC Live. All right, it's the final Sunday coming at you tomorrow on Tennis Channel. It starts at 9:30 Eastern Time, Monfils and Sinner from Bulgaria. Then 2 o'clock Eastern Time from Chicago, both singles and doubles finals at that WTA event. TC Live at 6:30, and then your final from San Diego. A big day of final action coming at you tomorrow on Tennis Channel. All right, are you ready? Here it comes, the Bounce Challenge. Coming at you, here's a little primer on how it works.
Bounce. Bounce.
No, 1 sec. So how do I do, like...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Disaster?
Sort of, like, tilted this way.
So you're already making excuses?
Yeah. And every time you go, that's one.
That's one. So you can do, like...
Come on, it's you have to know the rules. It's not that much. So if the ball, I can do. Ah, okay, because I thought like okay.
All right, well, this is a little thing the ATP folks put together. It's been a social media sensation. And so, Jimmy, Chanda, you saw how those guys did it. Are you ready?
No. I have no idea still.
I need to know not the number to beat. So I'm
not
Chanda
even.
Go
I'm not
first.
Even worried about that.
I feel like we should flip a
You're
coin.
Not... Chanda, Chanda's ready. She
you want to lead
she's
us off
worried.
Here?
Let me right, see what I got
to
do.
Let's do it. What do I have to do?
You got to do the thing.
Okay.
I would think about a high drop here to give yourself some high bounces to
okay.
work with.
No
I'm going to do my best to count.
Now, there's a lip right here. So
there is
yeah.
a lip. Maybe I'm we'll give you a do-over for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I have an equal lip.
But it's not on your right side. That's, you know.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Chanda Rubin.
Okay, here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Oh, what do you got? I got 8 there.
Wait,
what do you guys see?
I need one more.
She gets one more.
I get one more.
Yes, you
got to
give her
2 out of 3.
Control, and you tell me what you're seeing. I saw 8. said like 13, seven?
I don't know what that was.
Is
that
it
was,
round trips or is it?
That was way more than seven.
Yeah, I thought it was, I had 13
that
or 14.
Was way more.
I'm going to give her 14. I'm giving her 14.
All right, I'm about
Mr.
to get 100.
Aries.
I'm going to beat the record. Well, I know something that no one else knows. All you got to do is this.
Oh, whoa.
It's not under,
I'm
though.
Sure that actually
That's cheating, Jimmy. Don't cheat.
All right, fine.
No
you got to go under
Jimmy.
The ball.
I was trying. I just
but I like the attempt.
It was smart, though. You got to admit.
You spiked the thing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16. Oh, pretty good. One last one. I have to say.
Jimmy's won it.
I believe Jimmy Arias.
Jimmy is the
with
winner.
The win.
Come on.
How does that feel? Compared to all your tennis wins in your career, Jimmy.
What does this mean?
How does this compare?
I don't know. It was a great match. I played my best. I told you I was cramping before the match started. I'm okay now.
Well. We saw it here. I'm not sure how many points you get for that one. And I know the prize money you get. It's minimal. It's minimal. We'll buy you Dr. Pepper after. Exactly. All right. Well, that was fun. Let's check out what's happening in the world of social media. And we start with a couple of moms meeting up. This is fun. Dominika Sibulkova. Meeting up. These are, of course, two moms along with Caroline Wozniacki. And this is cool. You know what I thought was cool about this? All the comments from the female players currently on tour talking about how much they love to see this.
Yeah, this was so fantastic. I mean, they used to compete on the court, so it's nice to see them in a different arena, but still maybe competing with the babies on their arms. But both women really in great stages of their lives, married with young families and living it up. So this was a fantastic one to see. A little reunion there.
Great time in everyone's life when you have those little ones that you're raising, and kudos to them for this.
They both look like they could step out and play pretty much anytime they want as
they
well.
They do, actually.
Absolutely. Both looking really fit. All right, well, let's take a look at a break now. So that was fun. Took up a lot of time with all that ping pong ball bouncing. So we'll take a break.
Right?
When we come back, we'll set you up for your championship Sunday after this on TC Live. To Kazakhstan we go now. Alison Van Oytvang taking on the native Kazakh, Yulia Putintseva.
Yeah, first set, very routine to Putintseva, but Van Oytvang, she turned the tables, and she's got a little tricky game. She can hit with disguise. She can slice when she's in difficult positions. She's not afraid to come in, and she kept taking it to Putintseva, who was not happy. She's a fiery competitor, Putintseva, and she was so close to trying to close this out in two sets, and all of a sudden, into the third, they went, and it was a battle down the stretch. Van Oytvang able to put Putintseva in difficult positions, sliding that forehand up the line. She's got real weapons, and Putintseva in the end just didn't have any answers. This match came down to about 8 or 9 points in total, and it was Van Oytvang who had the goods, was able to deliver in the big moments.
All right, well, Putintseva, you know she wanted to win it in front of the home fans. You see she throws the racket at the end, but Alison Van Oytvang with the win, and when she plays finals, she wins finals, 5 for 5 now in her career.
And she loses sets in all of them, pretty much. But she's able to come through at the biggest moments in that final. And Putintseva was losing it throughout that entire match. I mean, she had the crowd behind her, but she couldn't keep it together mentally.
Yeah, it's interesting. You consider Van Oytvang, she's such an even-keel competitor. She doesn't get too high or too low. I think that helps her in finals. And Putintseva, she was in the opposite end of the spectrum.
All right, let's get some thoughts on tomorrow's finals. We'll start with the ladies in Chicago. Of course, we'll have the Sofia final first at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time. Then Chicago at 2 o'clock Eastern. TC Live at 6:30 and 7 o'clock, the San Diego final. Chanda, let me get your take on the women's final. First, Jabeur Muguruza, who do you like?
First, we want them healthy. We want a completed match. And I think, you know, Jabeur, certainly, she's got so much variety. I would give her the slight edge. I think she can put Muguruza in uncomfortable positions. But Muguruza, she's a big hitter. And in big matches, she usually plays her best. I would expect this to be a battle, but the slight edge to Jabeur.
Jimmy?
For Casper Ruud, or am I talking about Jabeur? And
the ladies, who do you like?
I think I'm going to go against Chanda, just because why not? I think it's...
You always do.
No, not always. But I feel as
but
though...
you like to.
On the WTA Tour these days, it is a 50-50 match. It seems every match, almost, from the first round to the last. So she's going with one, I'll go with the other. And
so who you got in San Diego then?
San Diego, it's also feeling 50-50 to me. I would have said, I thought Rublev was going to win easily today against against Cam, and I kind of think Rude might as well.
All right, well, it should be a good Sunday. There you see the victorious Jimmy Arias. We'll see you tomorrow.